Good. How was that getting off the schneid with that goal against Washington? What did that feel like?
Yeah, it was awesome. It happens. You're not really thinking about getting your first one when you're playing a game, and it just kind of happens so fast and kind of feels like a weight off your chest. And I guess it just always feels good to contribute to the team and help the team win.
I want to get into what it's been like to kind of be a part of this and to come over kind of in the middle of everything that was going on. But I wanted to jump right into last night's game first. What did you think was the issue last night with, you know, I know you talked to Gerard Gallant after the game. He was kind of he seemed annoyed at the performance, thought you guys didn't get a whole lot of good shots. What do you think was the problem out there?
Yeah, I think sometimes you can try to be too cute and try to get too many of your scoring chances, but staying on the perimeter. And I think sometimes you got to simplify and get pucks and bodies to the net and try to play a harder, heavier game and try to score those uglier goals. And it seemed like Philadelphia was scoring those goals and we weren't last night.
There's a, you know, just going back, I think people are still learning about, you know, the NHL and hockey in general and everything else. But, you know, talking to people, there is something about that first game after a long road trip in a lot of cases. Historically, it's been tough for teams a lot of times to kind of, you know, get back into the flow of things. You kind of get home, settle in again, kind of hard to get out and play hockey. Was that an issue? I know, you know, that was something that was talked about last night.
Yeah, I don't know. You try not to make excuses or put the blame on it. I think everyone's a professional in the locker room. And, yeah, I mean, there's definitely when you come home and you kind of get back to your families and for me, my wife and kid, and you kind of get settled again. But I think we're all focused, and there's no real excuse for losing last night. I think that's just on us. And yeah, I mean, in the course of a long season, there's games like that all the time, so you just get used to it.
It seems like this team has avoided that for the most part, though. Like traditional spots that you would think would be, you know, a spot where, you know, might not get the best effort, and, you know, a lot of times there's different spots that are talked about on the schedule that are very difficult. It seems like you guys have been able to not have those lulls. I mean, is this just finally something normal is happening when it's been a not normal season?
Yeah, it's probably been pretty atypical. Like, hasn't happened too much this year. Us when games maybe on back to backs or nights where maybe we wouldn't have our legs, but probably just speaks to the team and the depth we have, and we get scoring from a lot of different people. And I mean, have had great goaltending all year, and just always have a lot of different people contributing. So I think that helps on nights maybe where not everyone's going to have their legs and not everyone's going to be fresh.
That is Ryan Carpenter from the Vegas Golden Knights, one of the forwards on the team, talking about this an incredible season you guys had. And you got to come over when this thing had already kind of started. What was it like, I guess, when you found out this is where you're going? What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I was so excited. When I got put on waivers, there was just this 24-hour time slot where I didn't know what was going to happen or if I was even going to get picked up, and then to get picked up by the first-place team. And it came here. I think the first, I didn't play for a while, but and we were on a homestand right before Christmas. I don't know if they had won 9 in a row or it was something like that. It just, my whole time there, I claimed to be the guy who was the good luck because I wasn't playing, but the fact that I was there was like they couldn't lose. But yeah, I mean, it's awesome. You never know what to expect with an expansion team, but one thing is it seems like a really, really close group of guys for everyone to be in their first year here, and seems like guys have a lot of fun but also work really hard. And yeah, it's been fun to be a part of so far.
Everybody has talked about the chemistry and that, you know, this is a team that just came together and all of a sudden has had all the success, and it's because you know, a lot of guys certainly have talent. A lot of guys have a chip on their shoulder from, you know, coming from other places, but that chemistry has really been talked about a lot this season. So was there a concern on your part of like, man, I'm going into this, like I need to find my place, I need to fit in, I can't mess up what's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to put too much pressure on or think about messing it up, but yeah, I mean, they definitely got the chemistry working quick, and it seems like all the lines are kind of working, especially when I got here. You could tell like the lines and that they seemed as if they'd play together for a long time. But yeah, you probably just got to give credit right to the coaches and just pairing the lines who they have together. And pride too. I mean, everyone has in common, they, like you said, the chip on their shoulder. Everyone has that in common too, something to prove. So I'm sure that's a common bond we all have.
Well, I guess, I mean, just straight out, do you feel that? Do you feel like, you know, as you said, you were put on waivers this year. So do you have that same chip on your shoulder of like, hey, I'm a guy who also has, you know, something to prove, and I want to go out and have that extra motivation to play harder?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the door was shut for me in San Jose, and You kind of, in the back of your mind, you're just trying to prove, for me, I'm trying to prove that I belong in the NHL. Maybe other guys, they're trying to prove they maybe are better scorers or can produce more. But, definitely. I mean, I try to play with that mentality and just be thankful for the opportunity I've had.
What do you attribute the success of this team to?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been here too long. I mean, everyone seems to be surprised by it, but now that it's kind of, we've been winning for so long, people, they're not as surprised when they play us, but it seems like we play with a lot of speed, whether it's like skating or just how quick we move the puck in transition, and it just seems like we're deep and on offense and on D and on goaltending, and especially with Flower, and then, I mean, the goalie situation early in the year, I wasn't here, but when guys were getting hurt and other guys stepped up, you got to have that to win. So it's always nice when you have a good goalie, you know, even if you don't have your best nights, you know you're always going to have a chance to win.
The way that you guys play, you mentioned there's, you know, a lot of speed, just a lot of energy out there, and just like it seems watching from the outside that it's almost like you guys are just outworking teams every night. So I guess if you play that way, is it going to be difficult to avoid kind of, you know, at some point during the end of the season with a big lead in the division and kind of looking forward to the playoffs, kind of starting to coast a little bit? I guess, how do you avoid that?
Yeah, I guess maybe there's a tendency sometimes if you feel like you're ahead to take your foot off the gas, but I'm sure Coach Gallant will make sure that doesn't happen. And it seems like this team has always done a good job too. If they've lost a game or two, of always responding back with a win and not letting a losing streak extend itself. And so that seems really important. But yeah, I mean, getting ready for playoffs, you always want to be playing your best hockey in playoffs. So there's really no reason to take your foot off the gas. And even guys in the locker room, if they're playing for pride and they're playing for contracts, they're playing for, you know, to have a better year than they had before. So there's always something to be playing for.
Cofield and Company on a Monday. Ryan Carpenter from the Knights is with us. What's Gerard Gallant like after a loss?
it depends what kind of loss, but I mean, like any coach, he's not happy, he's disappointed, but and frustrated, but like we all are. We all want to win in the locker room, not just him. Probably just like your typical coach.
Did he have a lot to say, or was he short with you guys?
Last game, he didn't have anything to say. Sometimes it's better probably if you're probably pretty heated. Sometimes it probably helps if you look at film and just kind of reflect on what happened in the game. And the beauty about the NHL too is you play so many games, so you got to be quick to forget sometimes the losses. And right, we just played 2 days later after yesterday, so we just got to be ready to go and focus on the next game.
Adam, what was Gallant like with you guys, the media?
I will say this. It was the shortest press conference of the year. I think his first answer, there was a lot of people looked at each other and like, I'm not asking a question.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Everyone got scared.
Yeah, yeah. It was over quick. It was like 2 minutes.
Well, that's ridiculous. Tell him, Ryan, if you guys have to deal with it, then we have to deal with it in the media.
Yeah, you guys aren't the only ones, I guess.
Hey, Ryan, where are you from originally?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay, that's weird. Is it not? Like, do you go around the league and you're like, hey, pal, who grew up in Florida, who plays in the NHL? That's a little uncommon, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the one of the next questions I always get is, do they even have ice down there in Florida? And it's probably right. It's probably pretty common to what you think about Las Vegas to not like your typical hockey market, but I don't know. Just growing up, there was a Polar Bears in Orlando in the IHL, and that was something I grew up watching and sparked my interest, and those were the pro guys that I looked up to. And yeah, it seems like more and more in the NHL, where you look at Austin Matthews, and there's more and more kids coming out of California. So the non-typical hockey markets are starting to get more and more kids coming out. But yeah, it's definitely not your typical route, I guess.
Obviously, there's ice. I mean, that is funny, but you know, you're gonna find ice. But how is the competition, and how many leagues are there that you can actually get better?
Yeah, as you get older, it's less competitive, and when you get to the like the midget age and the junior age, that's when I decided I moved away from home and lived with a host family to kind of keep pursuing my dreams. But yeah, there's good competition growing up when you're younger, but you just have to travel a lot farther. Maybe in like Boston or Minnesota or somewhere in Toronto, you probably could just drive 20 minutes, 30 minutes to play another team. Where in Florida, you probably got to drive at least 2 or 3 hours to play another competitive team.
Ryan Carpenter with us from the Vegas Golden Knights. What's your handle on Twitter?
Carpe Deuces.
What's the genesis? What's the origin of that?
In college, I was number 22. So I guess just deuces is a creative way to say 22.
I like it. Very. You didn't seem that confident. You're like, yeah, I guess it's kind of creative.
Yeah, it's pretty creative. Yeah, but it's in pro. I guess I was only my first year in the American League. I was 22.
Okay.
And ever since, I've been 40 in San Jose and then here. So I don't know. I can't change the Twitter handle, though. So.
No, don't do it.
Just keep it.
At Carpe Deuces. You mentioned wife and kid or kids?
Kid, yeah. Just one boy. I have an 8-month-old boy.
How's that going?
It's good. He's awesome. Such a joy coming home, and you definitely get a lot less sleep, but my wife and I are enjoying it, and he's a lot of fun.
Was the wife freaked out? Obviously, you don't want to get waived. That sucks in the first place. But then when you get picked up by Vegas, you're going from San Jose to Vegas. Did you guys have some preconceived notions about Vegas that it's, you know, all the strip and how are we going to raise this child here?
Yeah, I guess that's what you hear, right? Like Sin City and anytime we have come to Las Vegas, it's just been the strip. But Las Vegas itself is a huge city outside of it, and there's plenty of awesome areas, and the people here, the locals here, are awesome. So maybe your preconceived notion of Las Vegas, it changed really quick when we got here.
Yeah, I got raised here for the most part. It turned out very well. Don't worry about it.
He just laughs. He's like, you're probably being sarcastic.
When you're on a 7-game road trip and you come back and you've got an 8-month-old, does she just hand you the kid right when you walk in the door?
Yeah, and she just walks out of the room. No, yeah, pretty much. I mean, you got to – I get out of the routine of helping out. So it's almost new for me. You get 10 days off of waking up in the middle of the night or changing diapers or feeding them. And so even it's an adjustment for me getting back. But she definitely appreciates when I get back even more, and it makes me appreciate her too, just all the work she does taking care of them.
One last question before we get you out of here. Ryan Carpenter's with us, nice enough to join us for like 10 minutes from the Vegas Golden Knights. I'm guessing you're aware of the autograph policy they put in place. Did you have any thoughts on that about, just in general, adults coming up to you and asking for autographs? Is it troubling? Like, what do you think of that? Does it bother you guys?
Oh, I'm aware of the rule. Like, now they only have children. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have much of a opinion on it. I know for me, it's always cool to see. I mean, we're new here, and so fans are just excited in general. I know on the road, sometimes you get seekers or people who are looking almost like just get your autographs and then sell them quickly.
Yeah.
So I think maybe signing for those people are a little bit different than for a kid or just for a fan who's just purely excited to meet us and get our autograph. But it's been amazing, the support. It's crazy at the practices how many people show up in San Jose.
Well, for example, fans, Ryan, what was it like in San Jose?
Yeah, we had fans there, but it wasn't full. I mean, on a weekend here, we'll have the whole practice facility. There'll be a few hundred people, and I've never heard of that or known of that. So it's amazing to see the support and the excitement that people are even just showing up to practice to watch. It's really cool.
Now give us the inside dope on this autograph thing. For the single dudes on the team, did they go to some of the higher-ups and they're like, all right, if it's a 24-year-old woman, we can sign an autograph. Like, relax.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are or who came up with it. I'm sure some of the single guys wouldn't mind, but
yeah,
if a cute girl came up. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the rules, but yeah, I guess that's just – I was here. I just kind of – it was new and got here when they decided to change it, I think.